A very wonderful morning to my esteemed listener. I am Yemi Graceman Adulugu, lead pastor, Lighthouse International Christian Center, Salmon the UI Road, Ibadan, Nigeria, welcoming you to today's edition of our program, Daily Impact. For our meditation and discussion, we're looking at the Word of God from the book of Proverbs, chapter number 20 and verse number 6. I am reading from the New International Version. The Bible says, many claim to have unfailing love, but a faithful person who can find. Many will lay claim to their own faithfulness, but a faithful man who can find. As we move closer to the celebration of the Father's Day for this year 2024, I would like for us to look at what the portrait of his wise father looks like. It is a way of reminding ourselves of what a faithful father or a wise father looks like. You must understand that any fool can impregnate a woman. It, however, takes a father to impart a destiny. There are three cardinal requirements of a father. Whoever is a father or a would-be father must possess these three cardinal requirements. Number one is vision. Number two is wisdom. Number three is understanding. Vision. This man must have an understanding of where he is going. Vision, simply put, is a glimpse into God's program and agenda for your life. It is the picture of the future that you have pictured. That is vision. A wise father is a man of vision, a man that leads his family in the path that they should go. That is a man of vision. This man must also be a man of wisdom. It takes wisdom to be a great husband. It takes wisdom to be a great father. And so a wise father, of course, is a man that is full of wisdom. And of course, he has understanding. He is like the men of Issachar, who have understanding of the times. So this man has an understanding of times and of seasons. You must understand, life begins with vision. It is managed by wisdom, and it produces results or success by understanding. And that's why these three are very important and critical to the life of a wise father. Don't forget, life begins with vision. It is managed by wisdom. It produces results or success by understanding. And that's what makes these three very cardinal, makes these three very important in the life of a father. Vision, wisdom, and understanding. Let this be at the back of your mind all of the time. I begin my life. I start to live with vision. Don't ever forget. A man begins to exist the day he is born, but he starts to live the day he discovers purpose, the day he is seized with vision, a vision for his life, for his destiny, for his marriage. That marriage begins to thrive the day the head of that union finds purpose and is able to chart a course for his life, for his family, for his destiny. A man of vision, a man of wisdom, a man of understanding. These are critical requirements of a father. What are the portraits of a wise father? Number one, a wise father seeks after God. He seeks after Christ. That is a wise person. Wise people seek after God. In Psalm 42, verses 1 and 2, the psalmist said, as the deer pants for streams of water, so my soul pants for you, my God. There is a panting of the soul of a wise father after God, a longing for God in his heart. In Matthew chapter 2, verses 1 and 2, the Bible says, after Jesus was born in Bethlehem in Judea, during the time of King Herod, Magi, that is wise men, from the east came to Jerusalem and asked, where is the one who has been born king of the Jews. We saw his star when it rose, and have come to worship him. Where is he that is born King of the Jews? The wise men came from the east to seek Jesus. Wise men seek after Jesus. Any man that you see with a longing for God, that seeks after God, is a wise man. Because it is only the fool who has said in his heart that there is no God. Not only does this man acknowledge the existence of God, he not only agrees that God is, he celebrates God, he seeks after him. Wise men seek after Jesus. Wise men long for him. Number two portrait of a wise father is the fear of God. This man fears God. The Bible says in Job chapter 28 and in verse number 28, and he said to the human race, the fear of the Lord, that is wisdom, and to shun evil is understanding. In Psalm 25 verse 14, the scripture says, the Lord confides in those who fear him. He makes his covenant known to them. He confides in those who fear him. He reveals his secret to those who fear him. And he makes his covenant known unto them. The fear of the Lord, it is a major and a very big portrait of a wise father. He fears God. And that, of course, is the beginning of wisdom. A wise father, therefore, seeks after God. Then he fears God. Number three, a wise father knows his house, is involved in whatever he does. He understands the involvement of his house in anything he does. He acknowledges the fact that whatever he does, he's not for him alone, but that he carries his family along into the equation. In the book of Joshua, chapter number 24, and in verse number 15, the word of God says, but if serving the Lord seems undesirable to you, then choose for yourself this day whom you will serve, whether the gods your ancestors served beyond Euphrates or the gods of the Amorites, in whose land you are living. But as for me and my household, we will serve the Lord. As for me and my household, we will serve the Lord. Every deed of a man is a seed. Either he himself or his family shall reap it. Your deed is a seed. Whatever a man does is a seed, and he will definitely reap the harvest of the seed he had sown. Keep this always at the back of your mind, that whatever you do as a man involves your family. You are bringing your wife and your children into the equation and into the consequences of your actions or omission. Every deed is a seed. So your house is intricately involved in whatever you do. Every wise father, therefore, must be careful what he does. You must be careful what you do. You must be careful how you lead your life. You must be careful, for every decision you make, the consequences of that decision, whether good or bad, rubs off on your family, on your children. Be careful, therefore, how you lead your life, because you will be repaid your due payment for your actions, for your omissions are coming. You will reap what you have sown. So a true father, a wise father, knows his house is involved in whatever he does. And therefore, he builds his house upon the rock. In Joshua chapter number 7, verses 24 and 25, God's word says, then Joshua, together with all Israel, took Achan, son of Zerah, the silver, the robe, the gold bar, his sons and daughters, his cattle, donkeys and sheep, his tent, and all that he had, to the valley of Achor. Joshua said, why have you brought this trouble on us? The Lord will bring trouble on you today. Then all Israel stoned him, and after they had stoned the rest, they burned them. Achan troubled Israel, but the penalty, the consequences, was upon the whole of his family, upon all his children, all his wife, and everything that belonged to Achan. Dear listener, your deed is a seed. It is my prayer that your deed will be great, your seed will be great, will be glorious, and the name of the Lord will be honored in the precious name of Jesus. Let us pray. I'd like you to lift up your voice and pray. Father, help me to seek after you. Let me pant after you as the deer pants for the water brook, in the name of Jesus. This is my prayer, O God, and I believe you for answers of peace, in the name of Jesus. Lift up your voice and pray. My Father, the Bible says, whoever fears you, you will teach in the way that he should go. What man is it that feareth the Lord? Him shall he teach in the way that I should go. Teach me, O God, the way that I should go. Let me constantly hear your voice and be led by your Spirit. I thank you, eternal God, in the name of Jesus. I pray for you in that name that is above all names, that as we celebrate Father's Day this year, 2024, that the grace of the Almighty God will be poured afresh and abundantly upon you. The name of the Lord will be honored. He will be glorified in Jesus' precious name. Amen. Join us for a glorious service this Sunday. It's our Father's Sunday, Father's Day. Join us 7:30 a.m. for the School of the Spirit and by 8:30 for the worship service. Join us if you are around Ologunru, beside Journey Filling Station, adjacent Food Co. Ologunru, Ibadan. And if you are at Ring Road, join us at number 2 Animashan Street, before Teju Hospital, Ring Road, Ibadan. Subscribe to my YouTube channel and follow me on other social media platforms. My handle is at Yemi Grace Man. Until I come your way again tomorrow for another exciting edition of our program, I am Yemi Grace Man Adunuju, wishing you a very glorious weekend, and the Lord bless you.